are back. Another episode of Chaos and Clarity. I got my buddy Dave Romero here, who is also a comic. He's a photographer. He's a fucking wild man. Wild, wild boy.
How am I still alive, bro?
Dude, honestly, I don't know.
I don't know. Either, dude.
And it's shocking because you're not significantly older than me, but you got some...
I'm fucking 10 years older than you. That's
yeah, which is crazy because you don't look it.
I know. I get it from my mom.
Your liver probably has the age on it.
Oh,
like,
dude, yeah,
the
absolutely.
Inside of your body looks probably 40.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. I don't know. Steve said that shit to me the other day. He's like, I think people don't think that you're in your 40s because you still party like you're 25.
That could be it, but you also have like a baby face. You still look real young. Just keep the mic up.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Like just right
here.
He
doesn't have to be like directly on, but like you don't have to suck on it.
No, I won't. Maybe later.
But yeah, dude, you go fucking hard.
Yeah, it's fun.
I mean, what's not fun about getting fucked up?
You know, I spent 3.5 years being on my best behavior.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, not that I was like completely sober, but you know, when I was in my relationship, I wasn't like out and like, you know, out and about and stuff. So I was like, you know, I was tamed.
All right,
you know?
Let's talk about that.
Oh.
All right, let's go there. Let's
you
fucking
smiled.
Go.
You like?
I know exactly where we're going now. All right, so because you and I have spoken, but so you were in a relationship for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
When did that end?
The end, literally like New Year's Eve of 2023.
So going into 2024.
Yeah.
Oh, so pretty, not too long ago.
Yeah. So last year was kind of like me dealing with the breakup and.
Oh,
yeah.
What happened? If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to talk about it.
What happened? She was just a very jealous individual, and for whatever reason, you know, was always under the assumption that like I was doing something wrong.
Like you were cheating?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't come off like that at all.
Bro, like I'm in a relationship, dude, and I'm like 100% into the relationship.
You seem like that.
I love. You know, you said that shit the other day. Like, you know, like I do. Like, I'm a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thing. So I was just like, I tried my best to make it work. And it just, for whatever reason, I just got to the point where I was just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I thought
so
about,
you cut it.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I can't walk on eggshells.
That's the worst
for the
feeling.
Rest of my life.
Yeah.
You know, if, you know, like I was going to propose to her and everything last year. That was like going to be like, you know, the thing, but I was like, nah, I can't do it.
Fuck, dude, that's heavy.
Yeah.
That's
so,
heavy.
Yeah, you know, and then, so, you know, that started the weight loss and then, like, you know, me doing the comedy and everything. So it was just like, if I hadn't ended the relationship, I wouldn't be doing this now.
So there's a blessing. I mean, there's always a blessing. When things end, there's always a beginning.
Yeah, I didn't want it to end, you know what I'm saying? Like, it sucked.
Yeah.
You know, like, it sucked. It was like my best friend, you know, like.
Yeah,
but,
I know the feeling.
You know, that's. I chose myself and like my mental sanity over having just to like, I really thought about it. Like, am I going to like, this is going to be, if this is my forever person, this is how I'm going to have to feel like forever. I was like, I can't do that.
No, you'll lose your fucking mind.
Yeah. I was like, you know, and whatever, it sucked, but you know, I just, here we are now, you know, single and ready to mingle.
That's not going to get anyone to mingle
with you. I just dried up all the vaginas.
Yeah, Brooklyn. They've turned off the. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, it is what it is, man.
But having a best friend, like, that's the thing. Like, and a lot of guys I know are like, dude, that's fucking gay, bro. But when you have someone, it could be a really short period of time too, where you just find someone and you just fucking connect. That's the hardest part of like, yeah, the sex is great and all that, but to lose somebody. As that was your greatest confidant is the hardest thing.
It wasn't just her too. Like I lost her brother, her sister, her niece.
Yeah.
Like that was like my family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
but even like I'm just talking as simple as possible. Like, yeah, you lost that, but like the idea of just not like having that person where you're like you want to tell the good news to.
Yeah, that's
the fucking worst, dude.
So it's just like, you know, I dealt with a lot of just like being by myself last year,
which is really important.
Yeah, you know, and I've never really minded being alone.
Yeah,
like I truly enjoy being by myself.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I don't got to deal with anything. But yeah, that's, you know, last year was kind of just, you know, I got back into therapy and then, but I just let loose, you know, like the stuff that I couldn't do while I was in the relationship, dude, I was just like, it's time to misbehave again. You have to have it. It was crazy. Like, I, so my friends were like, dude, how are you losing all this weight? And I was like, cocaine. You know, January was like,
you guys are on Ozempic? Cocaine's actually cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper and, you know, it does a job. But not January was like, oh shit, like, wait, let me weigh myself, like, at the end of January.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I lost 20 pounds. And I was just like, let's stop misbehaving and just, like, do it the right way. You know, so I just, like, started walking to work and walking back home and fasting and just, like, you know, I stopped drinking for a while.
Yeah.
You know, because I would be so tired from the walks that I wouldn't want to go out.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd just go home. I'd be in bed by, like, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know? And then I was just like, every month I was dropping 10 pounds. Like, easy. Oh, shit. Sorry.
It's all good.
And so that's, you know, that was that. And then Steve's like, you know, come to the mic. I'm doing a mic. Or I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I can. He just kept, do it. I was like, all right, fine, fuck it. You know, I went, it's going to be a year in like 2 weeks.
That's amazing, you know? Dude.
Yeah. And so I recorded that set just for shits and giggles. Of course. You know, to kind of just like
look back on.
And it's crazy. Like, I'll fucking Steve, when he introduced me, he's like, oh, this comic, you know, he's like, he's been all over the city, performs all over New York. And I'm just sitting there like, I'm like, oh my God, don't do that. Like, yeah. What's wrong with you? You know? You were there. You were at my first mic.
Really?
Yeah. And whatever. I had like a solid, I think out of the 5 minutes, I did like 2.5.
That were decent.
That were decent. And yeah. Then I lost everyone. Yeah. You know, like.
But that's normal.
Yeah. So I was able to kind of like get people to laugh. And I was like, all right, I'll keep coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I just started writing like stupid shit that, you know, like, either stuff that's happened to me in the past or just that day. I was just like, all right, cool, I'll keep going. But it's been fun, man. It's been so much fun.
Well, when, you know, it's an interesting thing when you're in a relationship, right? And now, did you always want to pursue comedy, or was it?
I've always had the idea to want to do it.
And now, was the girlfriend ever tell you that was stupid or don't do it?
No, but the first time I did it was with, so Steve, his first open mic, or at, you know, Ashley, right? I don't know her name. She's the one that wants all the dick pics.
Yes, I know, okay. Her. Yeah. Okay, now I know. She's cool as shit.
Yeah, I love Ashley. But so she did a mic by my crib, which was like 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
And so I did it, and then I kind of told her like I wanted to do this, and you know, she was, I think in her head it was just like, I wanted to be around girls. And I'm like, have you ever, I mean, you've never been around it. Like an open mic, it's just a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
You know? So I never did it again, just because I didn't want to. My photography was already an issue. Like, yeah. Whenever I did like Fashion Week, you know, it was just like, why are you taking all these pictures of this one girl? And I'm like, well, it's because everyone's doing their thing, like, and I want to take pictures of models. So this is the one model that I had a chance to kind of like photograph by herself,
yeah,
before she did the runway. So it wasn't like, oh, like I want to fuck her. I wanted the photos, yeah, you know? And
so at some point it would probably be an issue. She'd find a way to like make it like a thing where, you know, oh, you shouldn't be doing comedy.
But it was just like, if especially like, you know, we have a couple of girls that we, you know, all associate with at the mics or at the shows.
Which is a very finite amount. Dude. I mean, there's really not any women. I mean, it's barely, you know.
And that would have been an issue. So.
Yeah. Well, the reason I asked that, because I was in a relationship for a while, and like going back to the, this was back in when I was in LA, and I had a relationship.
And your hair was blonde?
No, I was. It was back to normal. But I was having fun. All right, fuck you, you piece of shit. I think it's a. There was, so I was dealing with. I was doing my comedy, but there was the way I do comedy, the way you know it, it's really gross and in your face. And she was kind of like, why don't you like be a little less disgusting?
No.
And I'm like, I don't know how to be a little less. This is just who I am. And when that kind of bothered me, and then when everything ended, I too went on a raging, like I stopped doing comedy for a minute because I was just raging, just alcohol, cocaine.
How long were you guys together?
Like 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And I went off the rails. Like, just, I came back to New York, and I came back to New York, moved back in with my parents. And I living at 29, that's pathetic as shit. And I would go out. I'd take the car. I'd bring a change of clothes. I'd go out. I'd start going out in the afternoon, start drinking. Then I'd have a change of clothes in the car for nighttime.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would get fucked up until God knows when. And then sometimes would sleep in other women's homes. I didn't.
Good for you.
There was, I mean, which is cool. But they'd look at me and they'd go like, "So where do you live?" And I'm like, I'm kind of like not homeless right now, but because they saw me go to the car and change. Like, yeah. What's going on here? Like, do you live in your car?
No, I'm just a degenerate and planned for later on today. Like,
yeah. And one girl, I went to this one girl's house. Really nice girl. We kind of lost touch, but I stayed over. And I didn't stay over. I was like, we did our thing. And then she looks at me and she's like, "Hey, do you want to? If you want to stay here, you can." And I looked at her
like,
and I,
like to live?
No,
oh,
no,
just
no,
for the
no.
Night.
God, no. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's for the night. And I said, I was like, could I? I'm like, just because like I kind of don't have anywhere to go. So it was kind of, it was a fun time, but it was a point there. You get to a point where you go, I got to start to pull it, reel it in because I'm starting to really lose control.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So I totally get that. That's a very, it's important to have that let loose when you break up, but it's important to have that off switch of going, all right, I'm not 20 years old
anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't, the off switch, man, the off switch is, it's crazy. That off switch is like almost
nowhere to be found. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the dark looking for it.
Yeah. It's crazy. Cause I can, you know, I can go like, I can like not go out and just like chill or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like,
me too.
You know, when I go out, I go out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, if I'm not watching the sunrise, you know, did I really have a good time?
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, you know?
I not anymore. I used to.
I'm still, you know, the other day, we were, you know, I met up with Dan and Steve at the bar by my house.
Yeah.
So we stayed there till like 2, and then I was like, oh, let's go to the bar up the block. And Steve's like, nah, man. Like,
he's also got a girlfriend.
She was mad at him that day, by the
way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's he's smart. He knew he had to go home.
Yeah, yeah. No, she from what he told me, whatever, Steve, if you're watching, fuck it, I don't care. She was like, oh, like, can I meet you at the bar? He was like, oh, but I'm hanging out with the boys. And I'm like, oh, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, but she's awesome. You know, I
need that boy time, too. Like, a girl's got to understand.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I messaged her on Instagram. I was like, yo, come to the bar, bro. Like, fuck
yeah,
that.
You can chill.
She was like,
at that point,
she's
like,
just
no, I'm
laughed.
Not fucking coming.
She's like, yeah, yeah. She just laughed or whatever. But she was like, I got to go home. Or, all right, cool. And then Dan left. And I ended up just chilling at the bar for a bit. I ended up, like, whatever. I stayed there for till like 4.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just walked home and kind of just, like, I woke up yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I didn't wake up yesterday. Saturday, I woke up and I was, like, playing video games. And I was like, dude, it's, like, really nice out. My sister was working later on in the day at the restaurant by the crib. So I was just like, oh, let me go out for like a beer.
Yeah.
You know, like just chill and
just,
you know,
off the rails.
I went home early. But
what's
early? Like 5
a.m.?
No, no, p.m., p.m., p.m.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I left the house. I left the house like at maybe like 1.
Oh, know, that's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I stayed out and then I was just like, but then I, you know.
I'll be honest. There's a part of me now that almost enjoys getting fucked up at like 1 p.m.
Oh,
and
matinees
keeping it
are great.
9, like 9 o'clock. All right, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Just go home and watch a movie. If you're with a girl, it's even better.
Yeah.
But rather than staying out till fucking 5, because realistically, nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Oh, absolutely. Do you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yes, I have, right. But I'm not like super
familiar. Well, then that's a quote from the show.
Oh, well, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It's true.
It's not. Oh, I probably heard it from there, and I just don't remember.
It's fucking true. It's 1,000% accurate.
Yeah.
Like,
and the only reason you're up past 2 a.m. most of the time is either you're obliterated, fucked up, or you're high on cocaine.
Yeah.
Coke is like the, I mean, you could do, like, you do a bump here and there, and you have fun. You do, you know, it's 12, 1. Once you start doing the blow past 2, it's when you start, you're in the deep waters,
yeah,
and
you're
the fucking
the,
sharks are circling.
Yep. You're on the dark side of the force, man.
Yeah, at that point you're donezo.
Yeah. But I'm a very strange person with, like, I'm like, so cocaine has like the adverse effect on me.
Yeah.
Where it actually calms me down.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a pretty fucking up guy.
Yeah,
like, without it.
I can't deal with the yappy people.
Oh, I yap.
I literally I'm that's when I realized. That's how I realized I had ADHD.
Because the coke.
Yeah, because I'm just like, oh shit. Like, I'm like, everyone's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, I put my headphones on. I'm like, I listen to music.
No,
you know what I'm
no.
saying? Like, I'm in my own little world, dude. I actually don't want to be around people, at all. which is like kind of scary because I'd rather like do blow alone at home.
That's bad, dude. That's not good. All right, don't do that.
No. This is back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I used to have my roommate or whatever. Can you see my balls?
No, but you may not see your face. So if you want to, yeah, that's the only thing. You could also stretch them out if you want.
No, I'm comfy. Right. Like your couch is spacious.
Bro, this is a cuddle couch. Dude. Yeah, this is the cuddle couch.
I'm probably sitting on a fuck ton of jizz, but I'm like, I'm okay.
Actually, you want to know something? You want like an honest thing?
You don't fuck on the couch?
I only moved in here not too long ago. I mean, it'll be a year in September. I have not fucked anyone here.
In the apartment?
In this apartment.
Really?
No, never. It's only been... Well, here's the thing. When I got sober, I didn't sleep with anyone for 3 months.
Okay.
And then... The one time I did, it was at their place.
Oh, awesome.
This is an untouched, holy place. Kind of gay.
Guess what's
right?
happening after this is done.
Yeah, you know? Dave's fucking me.
Yep.
But the cocaine, dude, it's the problem, my biggest issue with it was like going out and it's like your objective is to kind of meet girls, right? And I do a little blow and I go, I'm feeling confident.
Yeah.
And then
the inhibitions are lowered.
Yeah, and you think you're the shit, and you don't realize how disgusting you look.
Yeah.
If you do a little, it's okay.
Yeah.
But no one does a fucking little.
No.
And then you start to go, oh no, I'm just repelling pussy right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're like, well, that's the thing. Like, so I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, if I'm at a bar or whatever, like I, you know, back again, like this is when I used to like party.
Yeah.
You know, we would. I remember one time my friend, they all knew that I did it. They like judged me for it. And then I had one of my buddies, he's like, every time I would come home, so I live with my roommate, and my roommate would always have people in the crib and everyone would be smoking. And one of my friends would be like, you got any blow? And I'm like, dude, you're not about it. Like, stop. One day, I came home with like an 8.5 balls.
Wow.
And he's like, oh, you got that? And I was just like, I go in my pocket and I just drop it on the table. He's like, I was like, do you want to do a bump? He's like, yeah, I'll try one. So whenever I've ever put anyone on to blow, I pretty much just like dip the straw. You know, like the muskets back in the day?
Yeah.
So I would do that. And like, so you figured like a straw, I put like that much in it. I'm like, put your head back and just kind of like shotgun it.
Oh.
And immediately they're like, because I remember the first time I did it.
Yeah.
I didn't feel anything.
No, I did.
I like...
I was
you
18,
know, like,
I was like on another
plane. Yeah, me too. I was like 18 years old. I had like a 20,
yeah.
You know, which was like nothing, you know. And I was just like, oh, this is. So I was like, anytime I've ever put any of my friends on, like I do that. And they're immediately like, you know, I'm like, haha.
It's funny you say that. I've always been the guy. Any drugs, I was the one who got all. I didn't make anyone do it.
No,
but
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, hey, look, I'm doing this. I did blow for a fucking year and a half without any of my friends knowing because they were like, so it was such like a
taboo.
It was like,
bro, it's everywhere now,
that's
dude.
Well, that's the thing. Once you start doing it, your eyes, you kind of like pick up the blinders and go, oh, that everyone's doing
no,
it.
No. Like, again, significantly older than you, right? So when I was, you know, in my 20s,
yeah.
I never saw this shit, at, you know, in bars or any of this shit now, right? Like now hanging out, you know, with the comics and stuff, like whatever, after a show, for just meeting up with people. I go into bathrooms and everyone's doing it. I've realized that there are dealers at most of these bars.
Yeah.
Just fucking chilling there, bro. Just like waiting for somebody to get, like to cop, dude. I remember like this was a while ago. I was after like this was like one of the Buddha shows, like the festival stuff.
Yeah.
So like I went out and it's just like, listen, I get a little drunk and then Loki comes out. You know, Loki's not, we don't like Loki, but we love Loki, but you know, he's my alter ego. He's the one that like, he's like, we're going to misbehave tonight.
Yeah.
So whatever, like I party and then I go to this bar not too far away from where we were at. And then I get into the bathroom and I don't know if it was a girl or not. I think it was a girl, but she was in the bathroom. Like I can hear the keys in the, I'm like, all right, so fuck it. Like, I'm just going to stand outside the stall and just do it here.
Yeah.
And she comes out. She's like, do you want some ketamine? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I was like, so I'm like fucking double dipping and shit. And I'm like, I had to go to work that morning.
Ugh.
So I leave the bar, take an Uber to my office at like 3 a.m. and I just go to sleep in my office until work started. Dude.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, we can't do that anymore.
It's tough, bro. It's tough. Like I told myself the last time I got sober, when I did the 3 months back in November to October to January, I told myself, I'm like, there's one promise I'm going to make. I know I'm going to drink again. That's fine. I'll never touch blow again.
Good for you.
And that is a promise I've kept. However, there are moments right now, since I'm not drinking, I don't think about it. Like, I never want blow when I'm
sober. Yeah, no, absolutely not. No, no. It's not like if you wake up in the morning, like, oh, today looks like a day.
Yeah,
we
should
get
cop some coke. But I will say, it's enticing, dude. You know what? When I'm most enticed, when there's a hot girl and you know she likes coke,
mm-hmm.
and she's got it,
mm-hmm.
and you go, there's something about getting in a bathroom stall with a woman who you find attractive, and you're doing lines together. That is the one of the like sexiest. Like, you're like,
it's very intimate.
Yeah,
it's
and I go, I'm like, and if the woman's cool enough, where you're like, hey, you want to do it off of me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. So like in that position, I go, I don't know how I would say no.
Yeah.
But the worst part about it is, it's like the intention is to hopefully sleep with this
girl.
Yeah,
but
right?
Then you won't get hard.
That's the thing. It's like, it's so counterproductive.
Yeah. No, but it's okay, because I would like go down on her for like 5 hours. It's okay.
Yeah, but that's, I would too. I've done that a million times. And I'm like, dude, I went home. Never. I don't even know if I should.
Do it.
I went home. I went home with a girl once. She was standing outside of a club, and we barely said two words to each other. I just happened to be there. I was coked up. She was fucked up. And we just got to talking, right? And she's with her gay friend. And we're chatting. I didn't think anything of it. I never do. I'm like, I guess I have like ugly duckling syndrome. And we're talking, and she's like, I'm like, yeah, I'm probably going to get out of here. I drove, which I shouldn't have been driving that night. And she goes, oh, where do you live? I'm like, Brooklyn. She goes, I live in Brooklyn. And I look at her, and I didn't miss a beat. I said, you want to ride? And she goes, yeah. Bro, the easiest thing ever. We go back to her place. Fucking sick apart. This girl had money. And we go back to her spot, and she gets out. This, it was like 6 a.m. Sun's out. We got this glass.
The mirror.
Fucking just ripping them. Just ripping and ripping and ripping. And I knew, even in the car, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get it up. There's no way.
Yeah.
And I tried and tried, and I just ended up going down on her for like fucking ever.
Yeah, that's fine. You save it for the spank bank later, bro.
Yeah, and it was fun. It was a good time. She looked at me. I was like, it was like 8 a.m., and I had to meet someone for brunch. And I go, I look at her.
I would have bailed.
I felt bad. It was an old friend that I couldn't say no to. And I looked at her, and I'm like, yo, I gotta get out of here. She's like, come on, just cuddle with me. I was like, oh no, bitch, you got the wrong.
Dude.
You got the wrong. This is not. I'm not cuddling with you.
I only cuddle with girls that I care about.
Yeah, I'm like, and that's very rare.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm like, I showed up to brunch, dude, and this friend was an old friend I hadn't seen in a long time, and I was so just on another fucking planet. She looks at me and she's like, are you good?
No.
And I'm like, honestly, no. I'm like, I don't know where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And she goes,
you're like delirious from like the lack of sleep.
Exactly.
Too. Like,
I went
like,
home, showered, changed, and went back out.
God.
And I look, and she's just like, you look terrible. And I was like, honestly, I am. And that was a big turning point of like, all right, get it together, get it together.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, doing the blow with a girl is just fucking,
it's fun.
Sexy.
It's fun. I,
ecstasy too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chicks in general, I think because we're on this planet for such a short time, I don't fucking care anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know so many fucking people that are married, have kids, and not to say that they're miserable, but it's just like, you can see that whatever fire was in their eyes before is like slowly dwindling.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want that.
Me neither.
You know, I feel like if I'm going to be in a relationship with somebody, accept me for who the fuck I am. I eventually, like, so I haven't really drank since the day of the show.
Yeah.
Up until like this week, which was probably like 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I told myself that was my birthday week. So I was like, I was going fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like, I drank Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, the day of the show. Kind of just like Sunday was just like, you know, recuperating. And I'm like, I don't want to feel like this.
Yeah.
You know, so I took a little break. You know, I'm just going to do it in spurts. Just because I fucking just love going out and having a fucking beer.
It's fun, dude.
Even if it's... I can do one beer. Is it pointless? Absolutely. But still, it's just like...
Nice to be
around.
You
know, just to wet your whistle. You know?
Yeah, of course.
It's great. And you know, misbehaving the way... I used to be fucking bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was really, really bad. Like, when I was your age.
Yeah.
It was like... I would never, like, I would just party Friday and not leave the crib until Monday morning when I have to go to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was just horrible because I'm like, you know, the worst thing is like, you know, your dopamine is just on fucking empty.
Yeah.
So you just, you know, just want to put a fucking gun in your mouth.
That's the problem I had, yeah, like with doing it is the depression after.
Yeah.
It's not like I get to be an animal sometimes, and I have somewhat of an off switch. But it was the day after that when I'm like, yo, I'm gonna kill myself. Like,
yeah,
it's not, the thoughts are, my head's turning on me.
Yeah,
and I can't do that.
It's not pleasant, dude. It's the darkest place that you can possibly be within yourself. Like, yeah, with yourself,
you can't get away from it.
No.
And
no.
the key to having fun and misbehaving is finding someone, like, let's say you get in a relationship, finding someone who can partake in those things that you like.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, hey, like, maybe we should do blow tonight. And it's like, you don't touch it for a couple months after that. But having a partner who's cool
with it,
down, or maybe a couple of weeks or whatever.
That's fine, dude. You know, and again, dude, it's crazy. Like, I'm not the animal that I was before, you know. And so, like, now it's just kind of like, whatever, like, I'll go out and misbehave from time to time, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
it's just like, there's, I can keep the switch down, but once I turn it on,
but but if you have that personality the way you and I have it,
of
being indulgent in this shit, it's really hard, because I have friends who like drugs and like partying, and their wives and girlfriends are not about it. They don't even know.
No.
I'm like, dude, I could
never.
I want to be with someone who's like, hey, let's have fun. Let's do some ecstasy tonight.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's have a fucking blast.
Yeah.
But the only thing, and this is a huge reason with the blow, why I don't touch it, is I want to do too much with my life is short and have fun. There's one side.
Yeah.
The other side is I have so much I want to do and prove to myself that I don't want to die.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I just don't want to get a bag of fentanyl and drop dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my parents gonna have to fucking deal with that.
Yeah.
And I have too much, and I'm like, all right, like I just can't right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it would suck to, like, you go out one night and then just you don't wake up.
Bro, I fucking was with Cam. I saw it happen before my own
eyes. That's crazy.
Where I was like, I killed my friend because I picked up the fucking bag in the bathroom. I was the one who gave it to him. It was me. I fucking killed him. And watching him collapse was one of the most...
That's a wake-up call, man.
Bro.
Yeah.
The worst thing. And, like, I spoke to someone today who I'm very close with and I care about deeply. And she said to me, she's like, I did blow for the first time in years last night. And I was like, yo, amazing. Fucking fun. That's super dope. Like, have
yeah,
fun.
How was it?
And she said it was a blast. She said it was great. But I was just like, I just don't want you to die. Like, I don't want you to die. Like, if you died, I'd be fucking heartbroken.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And that's the part, like, I'm so conflicted of, like, fun, live your life, it's short.
Yeah, well, picking up.
But fucking, here's the thing, even the blow that you get from your dealer, realistically, come on.
I mean,
you could test it. You could do the fentanyl test.
You could test it, yeah.
But you put the fentanyl strip in the bag, right? There could be a speck of fentanyl that didn't touch the strip. The only way to really test it is dumping it in a thing of water, put the strip in the water.
Oh, and then just make some crack.
And then basically, sort of, you put it in the water. If it comes back good, you boil the water down so everything comes back.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's a fucking crackhead thing to do. This is too much work.
No, it's a process, man.
Yeah.
It's a process. So for the 3.5 years, you know, like, I was just like, you know, on my best behavior. Like, the last time that I had done blow before my relationship was probably like a week or two before, like I kissed her for the first time.
Oh,
you know
okay.
What I'm like, so it was just like, and then she's like, listen, I don't, you know, I'm not going to date you if you do this. I'm like, all right, I can stop.
Yeah. Which That's is fine. Valid. Yeah. If you're okay with that, you're like, all right, I get it.
You know, she's like, I don't like that you smoke. I'm like, all right, cool. I can stop.
That's another thing. I've done that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, all right, like, yo, you could do that.
But it was just like, I had to, like, there were times we would go out together and I would get a little drunk. And I'm like, the cigarette while you're, you know, inebriated is like, and I would ask her, I was like, do you mind if I have one?
Yeah.
You know, she's like, fine, go ahead.
Yeah,
you know,
sometimes
like,
that's cool.
Like,
also.
Yeah, meet me halfway. You know, because I can't go cold turkey. I will do it. But just like, if I'm drinking, like, just, and it was crazy. It got to the point where I would go out and drink and not even want a cigarette.
Yeah.
For a while, the smell of cigarettes like, really annoyed me.
Yeah.
You know, like, not annoyed me, but it just, like, I didn't enjoy it anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It happens.
And then it was just like, after the breakup, dude, like, I, for the, like, for the, whatever, like 3 years or whatever that I didn't smoke, I was just like, I made up for lost time, dude. I was buying packs like on the, and also because I was just so anxious and like
nervous and stuff
from like dealing with the breakup and everything. I was just like, fuck it. You know, let me buy a pack. And then it was just like another pack, another pack.
It's always that way.
It's crazy. But now like it's crazy because like I found stores that sell them for like $12.
So it's I got a guy over here that gets $13.
Yeah, the guy by the train station. I just bought a pack right now.
Yeah, it's cheap.
I was like,
because it's under the table.
Yeah. I was like, two waters and a pack of cigarettes, and it was less than $20. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm
what like, country sold. Am I living
yeah,
in?
Yeah, sold.
But I actually been thinking about that too, of like, am I actually addicted to cigarettes? Because I when I quit drinking, I'm like, I had quit smoking for a minute, and I go, I need something. I got to get
something. Yeah, you can't do that shit fucking cold turkey, man. That's just...
But I have. That's the thing. That's where I'm like, am I addicted because I can quit.
Yeah.
Like, I can go a full day there. Like, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, right, are my gym days. I don't smoke until nighttime.
Okay.
Well, today, I went to the gym early. But, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll smoke in the morning and, like, start the day with cigarettes.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I don't touch them till way later. And it's like a real addict
will need it
immediately. And I'm like, what is... Do I just like this, or it's like because I can stop,
bro? It's you know, just I think
it's a yeah, it calming thing.
Part of the routine.
Well, I had a pacifier till I was five.
God damn,
that's late. So I'm like, maybe it is just an oral thing. Maybe I just need something in my mouth. Get over here.
Oh man, dude, it's whatever, man. Listen, we're still here. We're still kicking.
We're still kicking, and yo, I'm you know me. I fucking go hard. I like it. I like it, but. Oh, the balance has been
moderation,
my biggest,
dude. Moderation.
It's been my biggest fucking. It's hard. It's fucking
I feel
hard.
Like as I've gotten older, you know, again, moderation. And sometimes I don't have that. Sometimes I don't want it.
I never
you know,
have
like
it. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want it. Sometimes I don't. You know, if I'll go out Friday, and then wake up Saturday, I'm just like, all right, let's go have brunch. And
yeah,
then,
have
like,
a beer, I'll feel better.
Know?
Yeah.
You know, just kind of like
I was doing it,
and it just you just keep it going. Yeah. I literally hung out with everyone Friday, the owner of the bar by my house, a couple of other people, and then I saw them all again Saturday morning, and it was a little Saturday afternoon, and we're just like we're literally just picking up where we left off,
which is fine.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
It was great, but I was home early.
Yeah,
you know, and I had to like stew in my. Like drunkenness for a while because I got a little fucked up, and then yesterday I stayed in bed, dude. I was just like watching TV, sleeping. I ordered some food, ate that shit, knocked back out, dude. I was just like being in the dark, just sleeping, dude.
That's the thing. I fucking have trouble with that. But
well, you get a lot of light in here. My window is like right in front, so I get a lot of light. But I have the blackout curtains.
I don't
dude.
Fuck
I'm
with
like,
blackout curtains. I love light, and even when I'm fucked, like when I'm really fucked up, it's helpful. But my windows are open all the time.
Yeah,
I like the light coming in; it makes me a little less depressed. I need sunlight.
No, I like the darkness. I love it.
No,
like dude. I'll keep all the lights off, man. I never open the curtains to my room at all. Since I got the blackout curtains, they just stay closed.
No,
like,
no.
I don't like the sunlight coming in. Like
I need it, bro. I need it.
Sunlight
is amazing. But let me ask you now. So, like, all right, you've been dating or whatever?
Nah, dude. I don't want to be in a relationship. Like, I think ever.
That's insane.
It's crazy, right? Like, and it's just like, oh, you're just like being a little emo bitch. And you, no, it's not that. I don't want to do it because. So when I got with my ex, I was like, you're going to be the last person I do this with because I've just had so many shitty relationships. You know, I've gotten cheated on by like almost every girl that I've been with except her.
Goddamn.
You know, and then it's just like, you know, I have a good spider sense, dude. Like, and I know that it's happening and I'm like, I call you out on it and then you make me out to be the crazy one.
Yeah.
You know, and that fucks with you, bro, because it's just like, I know I'm right. And then like after, you know, everything ends, you're like, I see you with the dude that I was just like
worried about,
you know, like, and I've been that dude, you know, like most of the chicks that I've ever hooked up with have all been my friends. You know what I'm saying? It's just because I said this to you the other day. I was like, I feel like they think that I'm like safe dick.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not safe dick.
Well,
at all.
Yeah. Cause God knows what's on your dick.
Yeah. But it's just like, you know, I think that women are more comfortable sleeping with men that they know that they're comfortable with.
Some are.
Yeah. Again, majority of the chicks that I've hooked up with, dude, it's that's just been it. And it's funny, you were talking with Cam and you were like, the chick that said thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, my thing is, like, I talk about sex when I do. It's like, I don't get, like, I can't handle, like, when chicks are like, oh, guys don't know how to eat pussy. And I'm like, what guys are you letting go down on you, bro? Like,
some people don't.
I don't understand.
Some people just do it because they feel like they need to. They don't want to.
No, bro. Like, then don't do it. Then don't do it. Because it's just a waste. And then it's just like to constantly have to hear chicks talk about like how guys it triggers me, dude. And so then I start talking about like how awesome I am at it. And then it's just like a bunch of the chicks that literally like that I hooked up with back in the day were just like, I just fucked you because you talked a big game, you know?
Oh, see, I don't do that.
And I'm like, and they were like, thank you.
No, well, you're.
I'm a very passionate individual.
Yeah, I know.
So
that.
It's just like. That's like,
but that's a very different game than I play. I know.
And I'm not doing it to like.
No. I get it.
I'm like, bro. Like this is it's ridiculous that you're out there like fucking these dudes that are just lame in the sack.
You know, the thing is, my thing was always that like, I feel like most men, they get too sexual too quick. With a girl, like they start talking about sex, like the first thing that they talk about, because I like to build a connection.
Yeah, for sure.
But a lot of guys, they jump into like, yo, you're so sexy, you're so this, you're so that. Whereas I don't say a lot of that. So a lot of women, and this one world, the girl who I was talking about on the podcast before, we were talking so much, and we lived a little further apart, so it was tough to see each other. But she. I never mentioned sexuality. I just spoke with her, and I loved her mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And I never mentioned, like, having sex and never any of that. And she finally, she was drunk one night. We were FaceTiming. And she said to me, she's like, do you want to fuck me or what? And I was like, are you fucking...
Are you inviting me right now?
I'm like, are you retarded? I'm like, of course. I said, you think I'm not going to talk? She goes, well, like, why aren't you, like, you didn't even signal it. You're always just, like, talking to me, like, just regularly. I was like, because I like you
as a
person.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, and that's, it's sexy to me.
Sometimes sex ruins a lot.
And sometimes it's also, like, it just changes the, oh, this guy just wants to fuck me, which is like, yeah, of course I do, but I also would like to see what's up besides that.
Yeah.
And she was so confused by it. And I was like, yeah, most men are trying to just, they get too quick and too excited too fast. So I'm always very like reserved where I get, the woman gets to a point where she's almost confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's
are
not
you
like,
gay?
Yeah, almost. And I'm like, no, I do. I'm like, but like, hey, I just want you to feel comfortable.
Yeah, you know? Like, yeah, yeah.
I want you to understand that I'm not a fucking pig.
I'm like, I've also always been very bashful when it comes to like chicks.
Yeah.
Like I stay the fuck away from them. It's like in the 40-year-old version when Steve Carell's like,
I love him so much. I stay.
That's me. Like literally, I just.
Well, that's insane too.
It is, but it's just like I can't handle rejection.
But you're doing comedy.
That I don't mind. I don't mind if I bomb.
Bro,
I get in my head about it afterwards, but I'm like, I've bombed a couple of times, and I'm like, I'll text Steve if he's not with me at a mic.
But you don't want to get rejected by a woman.
That
comedy made talking to women so much easier. It's like
no. If I like a girl, dude, like
that's the thing. You're putting her too high.
Yeah, that's
you can't.
That's what I do, bro.
No, like, you could change that. I used to do that shit all the time.
I can't, bro.
You can.
I'm 41 years old,
no,
bro. That's
I'm
not
31. I only changed it fucking 5 years ago. When you put them up, they can feel that shit.
Yeah, no, I can't. All right. The day of the show, I didn't tell you that I was nervous until you were like, bro, are you all right?
And I'm
like,
see it.
Yeah, that's how I am. If I like a chick, dude, like, I'm like.
Yeah, if you're like that with a girl, that's not good.
No,
I saw you. That's fucking bad. That's terrible. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's horrifying, dude. That's why I'm just like, you know, I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, like, no. One of my homegirls was making fun of me the other day. She's like, really, you do that? And I'm like, she's like, God, you're such a pussy. And I'm like, No, it's fine. I've been like that my whole life, bro.
Yeah, but you could change that.
I would love to.
You gotta just be like, fuck you. That's it.
I would love to.
You know what the worst thing is? Is that, and this is gonna sound really fucking misogynistic. There's a million other girls.
Oh,
this
no, for
girl
sure.
is not
Why would
the
that
one.
Sound, it's like, that's not misogynistic at all.
It's just the truth. The women look at it the same way. It's yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, you may like this one. She's hot. But, yo, you also haven't gotten a chance to know her, where her yeah. personality could be dog shit.
Yeah. No, there's I don't know. Should I say this? I don't know. Whatever.
Say whatever the fuck you want.
There is someone that I'm like, when she's around, I'm like, ooh, I get nervous.
Was she? Did I meet her?
You probably have seen her
at the show.
She was there.
I know exactly who you're talking about, and I knew it the second she walked.
I don't think you know. You can tell me after. I don't see it a lot right now. I can feel my face getting red right now. It's horrifying.
I had a feeling. I think.
I don't think that you know who it is, and if you do, I'll be like whatever. But
there was a pretty girl I met outside.
That no.
You wouldn't shake hands. That one.
Oh no. That's the homie that called me a pussy.
Oh yeah, she's yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Liana called me a pussy.
Okay. All right.
No, not her.
All right. Because she was a good looking girl.
Yeah. No, she's like, again, she's like one of my best friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing. Like, you know, I'd rather become friends with someone first before dating them. Like,
That's slope.
It's not though. I think that.
I mean, I did that.
Yeah. I think at this point. With me and how I am, I'd rather get to know you first, you know.
Well, I guess you have to. I mean, you really,
I don't
want to
just
choice.
Jump into a relationship right away, yeah. And then it's just like, oh, you don't like this about me, and then it's just like, you know, like, let me get to know you.
Let me be my authentic self, yes. And if we happen to vibe, then that's yes, great.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
because then you already know me.
Yeah,
you know, like from A to Z. You know, like
yeah.
You know, and if I vibe with you that well, then you'll know things that I don't fucking share with anybody.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it's I'd rather do that. I think that's more like authentic and than like, oh, dude, I don't know, man. Like just like dating apps and all this stuff. Like
they suck, dude.
I hate them.
They suck.
I don't even know what the fuck, dude. Like it's they only like you have to pay for these things, and that's the only way like it fucking works. You know, and I'm
yeah,
like,
you boost and all this shit.
I'm like,
engine.
Come on, dude. Like, I don't have the bandwidth for that, dude. Like, you know, and that's also like another like form of rejection. Like, oh God, no one's matching with me. Like, boo-hoo.
Here's
you
the
know?
Thing about rejection, dude.
Oh,
it fucking watch your foot. Don't hit the recorder. It's all good. Sorry, I'm being a
it's
fucking
right.
bitch.
No, it's okay.
The thing about rejection is it's going to be, it's life. Life
it happens,
is one
I
giant
know,
rejection.
I know.
So you got to just go fuck it, dude. And just, yo, this woman, half the time, they're just as scared as you about getting rejected.
I doubt that.
Bullshit. No, women are way more insecure than men. Way more. They got to wear makeup. They got to wear their tits sag. Oh, and maybe my shit is not looking good. You know, everything. Whereas,
no, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel bad that they have to fucking deal with that shit all the time.
And then just, you know. Have to deal with us in general.
Well, yeah, men are disgusting.
Yeah.
Especially you and me. Yeah. I mean, I present as decent.
Yeah.
But I'm a fucking animal.
Yeah, I'm a little pervert.
Yeah.
You know.
But
it's fun though.
Rejection is just it gets easier the more you do it. That's the thing.
Fair
it's
enough.
Like comedy.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
That is a really good analogy.
So like you go up to a girl and she goes, "Get away from me, you fucking animal."
Yeah.
You go, "Okay, got
okay,
that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to another one.
To the next
fucking
one.
Animal." And then 100 of them, and then you go, before you know it, you're like, "Oh, I actually have a really good bit here."
Yeah, yeah.
And not like not a joke. I'm using the analogy of comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, "Oh, I can get on stage."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's I told you I did I went speed dating with my friend.
You went speed dating.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, it was horrible.
That's the worst. Yeah. I would go just for like material purposes.
Well, dude, that's the only reason I went.
Yeah.
So we go to this spot. And we get there. It's completely like it's a shit show.
How ugly were the girls?
No. There were a lot of pretty girls.
Yeah,
a lot of pretty.
But
girls.
They were looking like they were aging out, starting to.
No, they were all dude. I was probably one of the oldest dudes there.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I want to say between like 25 and like whatever 40.
Okay, it's a solid. Yeah.
For every dude, there was like 5 girls though.
No way.
Which was great, but
yeah,
there was nowhere to sit. Like they just sold
it was
all
so full.
Yeah, they just sold tickets to sell tickets.
It's that many desperate people.
Yeah, yeah. So then I was just like, I was with my homegirl, and I was like, Nikki, this is a shit show. Like,
yeah,
let's leave. So we left. We go to the bar, like not too far away. We get some food, and then like 8 of the girls from they fucking straggle in. So we make friends. We became friends.
So you just got to go on an actual date with
them. Yeah, with all of them. Yeah. Like I was well, I was just
I know.
By that point I was like I bought a picture of a margarita for myself and Nikki. And Nikki's like, I'm not drinking. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
So
I was like, all right, cool. So, like, I start drinking them. The girls came in. And I was like, do you guys want, you know, like, more? Because if I would have drank that shit alone, it would have been a wrap.
Yeah.
So I gave them all a free glass. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of, like, broke the tension. We're all talking. And then this was, so Alec and Steve had their...
The riff mic
at the Rose that day. So they were like all bummed out from the thing. I was like, hey, do you guys want to go see some comedy later? Yeah. And they were like, yeah. And
so you brought them to the mic?
I brought them. I thought it started at fucking 6, right? It didn't start till 8. When we get to the Rose, guess what's going on at the Rose?
Nothing.
An all-Arab speed dating event.
No way.
Yeah. So we get there, and I was just like, I asked the girl running the show or whatever, the event. I'm like, do you mind if the girls get in on this? And they were like, yeah, sure. You know, like, do you want to sit down? And I was like, yes, because I want the material. Bro, by like the 14th chick, because also I was a little inebriated, so I was asking every girl when the time was up. I'm like, by any chance, are you into me at all? They were like, no, no, yeah. No, no, no. Yo, by like number 14, dude, morale was like fucking low. Yo, my feelings were like really hurt. You know, and I was just like, I actually hit up Leon after. I was like, yo, can you believe that I went to this fucking thing and like all these girls were like not into me? And she's like, did you ask them if they were into you? I was like, you don't know me. She's like, I know you asked them. I'm like, yeah, what, isn't that the point?
No, it's not. You don't ask that. You just,
I don't fucking,
you assume that. Yeah, it's like, it's just, I don't know. You don't need to know. It's speed dating. You're never going to see him again. Yeah. You're better off not knowing that.
It was funny. It was funny till it wasn't. Yeah. And then I was just like, I was in my feelings for the rest of the night after that. But
bro, it's...
Listen, I'm a big sensitive ass motherfucker, bro.
Me
like,
too.
You're like, it's crazy. I try not to, like, you know, let that side of me out with, like, random people.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm a big mush.
Me too, bro. Yeah. Me too. And I know I don't come off like that.
Yeah.
But I am.
Yeah, I was more intimidating when my beard was longer.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a good thing you shaved it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
It was looking a little dirty.
I fucking loved it though.
I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't
so
exactly the pussy magnet that you needed.
And now it's crazy because I'm like, damn, my ex probably fucking hated it.
I can guarantee
you.
She
know?
Did.
Yeah, yeah. She was always telling me to cut it. And I'm like, no, like I'm not doing it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Have you spoken to her?
So she won my fantasy league.
Did you do fantasy football with her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She. Yeah, I let her in my league.
So you guys still have contact?
No. So when we broke up, that was she. When we broke up, she was in the finals,
okay.
And I was like, I had to send her like $1,000 after the breakup for winning, dude. But then you know when the season was rolling around again, the last time I spoke to her was in September when the season was starting. And then it was just like somebody texted her from like a random number and was like, Dave's in the hospital. And so she's like blowing up my phone and like I was playing video games. I had my headset on. I didn't hear any of this.
Yeah.
So like she's calling me, her sister's calling me and like I get, you know, whatever. I go outside to smoke a cigarette. And I'm like, is everything all right? She's like, I got a text message that, you know, like you were hurt or whatever. And I'm like, nah, dude, I'm fine. She thinks I did it. You know, that I was like. Like no,
yeah,
you know, and then when we did the draft, and then she, you know, like I kind of was just like, oh, good luck or whatever, and then she hit me with some like, oh, like you need to tell me like who did this. I found out who sent her the message later on. I took care of it.
Yeah,
but it was like, you know, whatever, dude. Like I don't need to tell you shit. Just believe me that it wasn't me. I'm sorry that.
That happened, and
you know they put you through that because I can only imagine if someone texted me and said that like you were something happened,
yeah.
Like I would lose my shit.
Yeah,
you know, like, but yeah, that was the last time I spoke to her.
You miss her?
I miss parts of the relationship.
Yeah,
you know, again, I miss my friend more than anything. You know, she was there for me a lot. You know, with my mom being in the home and stuff, you know, like she would come and we would bathe my mom together and stuff. Like, she took care of me. She took care of me. She helped me. You know, like she saved me for myself at a point where I needed the fucking saving.
Yeah.
You know,
it's rare that people do that because a lot of times no one's coming to save you.
Yeah. Like when my mom, you know, so my mom almost died during COVID, and it wasn't like COVID related at all. She just like she was having a really bad asthma attack. You know, and like she was like legit dying in front of me. It was like it happened to me when I was 8, you know, and like she did die in front of me, you know, and like she, you know, resuscitated her and everything. And then like this, it was happening again, like, you know, her toes, she was turning blue. Like I literally see like her appendage, like arms, her everything. It was just, I'll never get that image out of my head. But, you know, like I needed somebody there for me at that time. And, you know, she was, we became really close during COVID, you know, like mm-hmm. everyone's working from home and shit. So we would be like literally on FaceTime all fucking day, like working in the house and stuff. And it was just like, it was fun. Again, like just the whole, she was my best friend, dude. Like I miss having that connection with her and everything. But I really honestly wish the relationship would have worked, you know what I'm saying? If she wasn't so fucking jealous. You know, because I'm like, I'm not one to like go out and like talk to chicks. You know, like that's she knows this. Like, and so it was just like I just got fucking tired of it, which sucked because it was never gonna change.
Yeah, you know, that wasn't someone who doesn't want to change themselves.
It wasn't gonna change. Like I introduced her to like some of my closest friends, and the crazy thing is like they still hang out.
Yeah,
you know, like, and it was always like, oh, did you fuck her? Did you fuck her? Did you fuck her? And it was like, dude, after like the fifth time, like I'm gonna get upset. Like stop fucking asking me. And then like you're like chumming out with her, you know, like being BFFs. Like, no, I didn't fuck her. Ew. She was like, she's like a little sister to me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't talk to any of them anymore because it's just like,
How could you, really?
You know what I'm saying? Like we grew up together. And I also said, you know, that when I broke up with her, I was like, do me a favor, just take care of her. You know what I'm saying? Because her friends are real pieces of shit. Like,
yeah.
You know, so I was like, if she's going to have any friends, then I'm happy that it's you, because I know that you'll be there for her and vice versa. But then I was just like, I just realized that I was kind of like, I got a little jealous. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, because I can't, why do you get to have my friends? Why do my friends get to have you? You know?
Yeah, that's fucked up. As far as guys go, like the girls? Are they girls?
Yeah, they're all girls.
Oh, that's different. Okay. Yeah. Because so I if it was guy friends, I'd be like, dog, you're cut.
Oh, no,
you're
that's
cut
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Done.
That's bro code, bro. Like, no,
yeah,
fuck
you
that.
Don't fucking do that.
But yeah, it sucked, dude. It sucked because I got into so many fights with her about this one particular person, and then like,
now you're homies.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes no fucking sense. But whatever, that's life, man. Like, I don't fucking care anymore, you know? But yeah, I mean, it is what it is, dude. I'm happier now than I was last year, just because, you know, I've been just focused on myself. Doing the comedy has been so much fun, dude. It's another outlet, you know, versus like being by myself and like being in my head and like not being able to have an outlet to do this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think like making people laugh has just been, you know, like a real joy for me over the last, you know, like year.
It's a beautiful thing, bro. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's
you know, meeting all you guys and just being inspired by all of you has just been like fucking, you know, like I knew once that I got into a mic and like some jokes, if I can make you guys laugh, I don't have a problem making people laugh at all.
Yeah.
I haven't had the experience of doing a set and having them be quiet for the entire time.
All I'm saying, yes, and that's valuable. But I will say there's a lot of times with comedy that I've noticed where I'll have stuff that works with the guys because they're sickos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it won't work with people.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that.
I have the adverse where I have stuff that doesn't work with you guys.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell it in front of, you know,
an
people
audience
and like it hits.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just been fun. Like, and I told you this too, like, since you were at my first mic, like the week after when I met you, like I was outside smoking a cigarette and you were like, oh dude, like I saw you last week, like you were really funny. And like that stuck with me because I'm like, dude, that was my first time. And I was like, all right, sick. You know, that meant a lot to me at that time because it was like, you know, those first two or three mics that I did at Judy's were going to really determine whether or not
you're
going
to keep
doing kept going, you know? And I've always wanted to do it even before, like, when I saw Funny People was like the movie that kind of was just like,
it's a great movie,
I
want to depressing as shit.
Yeah. But that movie was like, I would write jokes after I saw that movie. And I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to fucking tell these things. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know tons of people who are regular working guys, do really well. I was with one of them last night. And they were like, I write bits all the time. They love comedy. They just love it. And they write all this shit down. And I was like, why don't you try it? And they're like, well, like, come on. But it's a wild thing. It's so many people that are writing shit down and they just don't do it.
Dude, I didn't start writing stuff down to paper Until this year, because I have everything on my notes on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, and then I've just had ideas. I was just like, if I ever do it, like, I'll have some stuff that I can, like, you know, like, talk about.
That's how it starts, always.
And it was just like, you know, if it wasn't for my buddy Dan and like, Steve kind of just like, go do it.
Yeah.
Go do it. Go do it. I'm like, nah.
When I was at Fear City the other night, there was a guy who went up. It's probably his third time, he said.
Excuse me.
His third time, my bad. His third time doing it, and he went up and he had some good stuff, and he was able to interact, and he was able to go off the script and back on the script, and he had timing. And I said to him after, I went up after him and I was like, dude, is this your third time? He goes, yeah. I go, keep going.
Yeah.
I said, because you have the basic foundation, you have the timing, you have the things that some people never learn. You know, I am a firm believer that, I mean, you can be taught this shit, but with timing, either you got it or you don't.
Yeah, I'm
a real big believer in that. And I said to him afterwards outside, I said, oh, I'm dead serious. I'm like, I hope to see you around. I said, because you got something. I said, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think, you know, like I growing up and I was in high school and stuff, like I was in bands. So like being in front of people was never a problem for me.
Yeah.
You know,
but talking to a woman.
Yeah, that's, dude, that's
most men.
That's
most
the
men,
worst.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking, it's tough. Like it.
They're beautiful, intimidating creatures.
I can't handle it.
All right. We're gonna get you.
Pussy!
We're gonna get you out of the show.
So, yeah, like I remember when I did that first mic with Steve and Ashley, they were like, dude, like, it was all right, you know, but like, you don't mind being in front of people. And granted, there was only like five of us there.
Doesn't matter.
But like, most people, like the biggest thing is being in front of people and getting over that. Like I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
you know, like that was never a thing.
Some people,
for me.
That's their biggest hurdle.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was like I immediately was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
It was just like, am I funny?
Yeah,
you know, like can I make people laugh? You know, and it was just like, I've lived a life and I can pull from my experiences and those are my jokes. You know, like my sister's friend is like, I invited her to the show. She's like, what's your style? And I'm like, I'm just self-deprecating, dude. I think it's just easier to make fun of myself than anything else. You know, like, could I pull from like current events? I'm like, yeah, you know, but I just like, I have so many stories to tell that and I know that they're funny. I've told them and like, I'm just going to do that for a while until like I run out of them.
Yeah.
And I'll write stupid little, you know, things from time to time, but it's just, you know, that's where I'm at right now as far as that goes.
It's, self-deprecation always is always a great way to grab the audience. People always enjoy that. I am self-deprecating in my personal life. I'm able to shit on myself. A lot of women say that to me. They're like, why do you put yourself down so much? And I was like, because I know that when it comes game time, I have delusional confidence before I get on stage. Delusional, or when I talk to a woman, when I've spoken to them and I'm like, or about to sleep with them, I have a delusional confidence. Like, this is wild.
Yeah, it just comes out of nowhere.
But day to day, I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm this, I'm that. But it's the self deprecation. I don't do it enough on stage because I almost am so like a carbon copy where like I kind of look like I'm a good looking guy, but I also, there isn't, like, I'm average looking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an average looking guy. There's nothing that's really super funny. Like, the only thing that ever really worked was I look like a union worker that beats his husband because I look a little gay. That's,
I like that joke.
That's
a lot.
One of my favorites, and it kills.
Yeah.
But I don't, I have to keep digging and keep digging.
Yeah.
So I shit on a lot of other shit, which makes me, because of how I look,
yeah.
like an asshole.
Yeah.
But, which is tough, but self deprecation is such a, because people hate themselves. Everyone hates themselves
a little bit.
Not extremely. Some people maybe love everything about themselves, which is fucking insane. If so, you need to do some fucking me work. You know what I mean? If you don't hate something about yourself, there's something wrong with you.
I can go on for days.
I know. I can see the way you're sitting.
I can go on for... Why?
I feel like you're hiding.
No. I forgot to put deodorant on.
Oh.
So like, I went like that before, and I was like...
Smells?
It's
I have deodorant. I can give you spray deodorant. That's sick.
Bet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I feel comfortable.
I wouldn't smell you from over here.
Oh, dude. At the moment I smelled it, that's why I was like this entire time.
Oh.
I felt like Molly Shannon and fucking Superstar.
Yeah.
But
oh,
I was just like, yeah. I was like, all right, I feel comfortable now.
Okay. Am I bad? I didn't mean to. Like,
no, that's fine. Now they know. But that was like,
that's the worst when you go out and you forget to put deodorant on. I mean, like, fuck, I'm going to smell like shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was literally, I was fine on the train. As soon as I sat down here, I went like that. I was like, oh, fuck.
I stink.
And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to stink up the place. So.
No, you're not. Don't worry. What time is it? Oh, okay. We've been cut this in a few minutes just because it's about an hour.
Bet. Yeah, but this has been fun, man. Thanks for having me over.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not sorry. This has become like a thing of like, I like talking about deep shit, you know? Yeah. I mean, and you heard it on the podcast I did alone. And a lot of people, even Joe yesterday, came on. And I just started with some dark shit. And he was like, whoa. He's like, we got to ease in a little bit.
No.
And I just wanted to be I like how open you are. And like, I'm talking to you about things that normally you probably wouldn't have an opportunity to talk about in your day to day. Like I'm learning, one, learning about you too. It's like, oh, like I knew you were in a relationship, but I didn't know like the inner workings of it. And like that to me, I love talking about relationships.
Oh, dude. So, yeah, man.
So it's hearing about it is really cool. And a lot of people, I think there are going to be some people who come on here and they're going to be a little like, what are you doing? Like, why are you digging so deep? And I'm just like, I just think it's cool.
Sometimes you just need to let the shit out, dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of people fucking just hang on to, you know, a lot. I don't have that. You know, like I can talk. Like,
yeah, well, when you hit me up, I remember, and this was a big moment, like that really changed our friendship. You hit me up after I had showed up to one of the mics, and I was in a bad way. I was in a really bad way. I had gotten fucked up the weekend. You called me. You called me that night, and you said, "Hey, buddy, like I could see that you were on the edge, like you were ready to jump, like you were crawling in your skin." And you're like, I just want you to know you're not alone. Like, if you want to talk, I'm always here.
Yeah, dude. I looked I meant fucking that shit suicidal. Too. I meant that shit too, man. Like,
and it meant a lot to me, dude. Really
did. I mean, honestly, sometimes that's all you need. Just someone to, you know, like, I don't think a lot of people, like, care.
Most people don't.
You know, so I was just like,
It's not that they don't care. It's that they're so consumed by their own shit.
Yeah. But, a text message or a phone call, you know, it goes a long way, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tried to kill myself a couple of years ago.
Whoa.
And I saved a right for the end, right?
Oh, Jesus.
And it was just like,
how were you doing it?
Oh, dude, it was multiple times that I tried.
How? What time?
Pills.
Really?
Mostly, yeah. I took a bunch of my mom's medication.
So you're just a fucking failure.
Yeah. Dude, which made me fucking even more suicidal.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, I
suck at life so much, I can't even kill myself, dude. Like,
hold on. So you tried to kill yourself on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
Okay. And answer this honestly. Was it cry for help, kill yourself? Or was it like after when you realized it didn't work, were you like, thank God? I mean, obviously not. I guess you tried again.
No, this is also this is when I was 30. Like 28, 30.
30, right? Really?
Yeah.
I feel better than my early 20s, I wanted to kill myself bad.
So I took a bunch of my mom's pills, drank a whole bunch, and like passed out and woke up in front of my friend's house. But like, on a chair in front of his place with just puke everywhere. So I threw it all up. So he brought me into the house and was just like, you know, like, I don't remember what happened.
Obviously.
But
not. Yeah.
There was this one time I was like hanging off of the roof of my building. Like, so this is the edge. I was on a 6th-story floor and I was just like rocking back and forth. Someone called the ambulance.
Yeah.
I spent like 3 days in the fucking,
in the
loony bin at Elmhurst Hospital, which fucking sucked.
Why'd you want to kill yourself?
Oh, I was with another girl. It's always about a girl.
Always, yeah. Those fucking women.
So I was with her for like 3 years. She was like my first serious girlfriend, and like broke it off, and I could not handle it. Yeah. I was also like, this was like, I think I was, yeah, I was already 30. It was like fucking 11 years ago, man.
You were a damn adult.
Yeah, I was a fucking idiot. But I forgot why. So this is why I said, so the phone call, right? Ever since I didn't die, I realized that maybe I'm supposed to be here for something.
You're supposed to be here. You are.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be here.
It took me a while to get over all this stuff. Like, you know, and then growing up, my mom was always sick. So like that was a big,
that'll fuck you up.
That was, you know, like always in the hospital and everything. So that fucked with me. And it wasn't until probably like, I want to say maybe like 8 years ago where I realized I'm like, I should have never used my mom's, her ailments as anchors, you know, like, you know, like holding me back or anything. Like, it should have motivated me to be a lot better.
Yeah. But that's hard. That's something you see in hindsight, you know?
Yeah.
I mean?
But it took me a while to get there.
Yeah.
You know? And then I remember one time I called like a suicide hotline and they were not helpful at
The suicide hotline will make you want to kill yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like, not to say that I thought that you were going to kill yourself that day, but I just, you know, like, you didn't seem, you didn't seem like yourself, and I just, like, you know, I make it a point to, like, you know, I don't want to put anyone on blast in front of anybody, but I have your number, you know, so I'm just like, dude, like, you know, I was just thinking about you, like, you know, that day and you left. I was like,
yeah,
I don't want to fucking talk, man. Like, I'm here. Not again, not to say that you were like trying to off yourself, but sometimes that's all you need is someone to actually give a shit for like 2 seconds.
Well, that's my thing. I have the same thing as you. I call people up all the time because you don't know what they're, even if I haven't seen them, I'm like, maybe I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to kill myself that day.
Yeah.
I haven't had a serious thought of killing myself in a very long time. When I was in my early 20s, I had really, I think subconsciously I was trying to kill myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I would do mountains of cocaine and alcohol and drive. And I was like, ah, I'm trying to kill myself here. I don't want to do myself.
I
just want to not wake up.
Yeah. I had that. I had that epiphany with my therapist where, you know, she's like, do you still think like that? And I'm like, sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, I think I'm like subconsciously just doing it with the way that I party.
Yeah.
Because if it happens by accident, it's then it's just like whatever, you know. But I'm like, I don't feel like that anymore. You know, like,
me neither. Yeah, dude. You know, as you get older.
And I'm so happy that I don't. You know, because
you're so happy it didn't fucking work either.
Yeah.
Because now you're here and you have some perspective where you go, life is actually there. This place is dark in general, but yo, it is really fucking beautiful.
Yeah, dude. You know, and I get to watch my nephews grow up and stuff. So that's like a big, that for me is like my biggest motivator for like, you know, for like staying alive.
Of course,
you know,
it's just your family.
To be around them and watch them get older. And, you know, Dawson's always like, Uncle, can I come to your show? And I'm like, one day.
Why don't you bring him now? Fuck it.
He's going to be 7. I'll bring him.
Yeah.
I'll bring him. I want him to bring him to the Rose.
Bring him when I do a set.
Oh, my God.
Learn something.
Yeah. He's going to be like,
what's the word cunt?
Yeah. And he's a sponge, man. And it's crazy just watching him get older. I see you with your nephew too. It's the best, bro. I get to give him back and everything to you.
Yeah,
know,
I don't
like,
gotta hang out with him too long.
You know, it's just like I get to like instill a little of me into them, and then
my dream is not to have kids, but it'll be like when comedy really starts to pick up, to have like when he's 16 or something. And if he's 16, so in 10 years, so when I'm like 40, he'll be 16. And I'll be at the club, or I'll be at a big club, and I'll be doing my set, and he'll be like, hey, can I come check it out? And he'll watch me like do the thing that you're not supposed to do when his parents tell him to do it.
He has
the rebellious guy going, hey, you dream and do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
And he'll be sitting there watching going, I can't believe he's saying this.
That to me
is like the dream.
Yeah. And that's what I want. That's what I want for Dawson. I want to like, just, you know, kind of like, Him being around that little kid, dude, is just it gives me hope.
Yeah, you know, dude, like, they see the world in such a beautiful way.
Yeah, dude, and I haven't had that. I remember there was one episode of The Simpsons when like Bart like grew up a little bit, even though like he's still a fucking kid, but he got rid of all his toys because like he lost his imagination.
Yeah,
and I remember when that happened to me, dude. Like, I had toys up until I was like 13.
That's
like, I was I collected like wrestling figures.
Now
dude,
you
like,
just have pocket pussies.
Yeah,
that's a toy. That's
yeah, it
toy.
Is a toy. Fucking sex toys, man. But I remembered that, and I was just like, I don't want him to ever have that. You know, like I want him to like, I want him to always be
the
like.
The world will harden him, but he will also have you around. The world, you have to. Yeah. It's gonna make you very. You need to harden, in order to survive.
No, absolutely.
But
dude,
you need to have that imagination and that softness to you.
So that's, you know, that's where we're at right now, man.
I think that's a good place to end it, honestly.
Yeah.
I think that don't fucking kill yourself.
I won't, trust me. I'm
and
good.
Don't call if you're planning to kill yourself. Don't call the suicide hotline. Yeah, they're gonna do nothing.
Yeah, you'll just
call
kill
your
yourself.
Friends. Call your friends. But yeah, dude, thank you for being so vulnerable. Thank you for being open.
Oh, no worries, dude. Thanks for having me, man.
You're the man. I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate you
too,
brother.
You're a funny guy. You got a really beautiful big heart, and I'm sure a meaty cock also, which is always helpful. That's a really big part of being a good friend. But you want to give your Instagram or any
show
dates?
Dude, if you guys ever need any, you know, photos done, you could follow me at Welcome to the Lokiverse. The O in Loki is a zero. And yeah, dude, hit me up for photos, you know.
There's great photos. He's a good comic, and you've seen the pictures he's taken of me on my Instagram. It's fantastic. He makes me look like a fucking beautiful rock star, which
is far from
it. We're
about to go take some pictures right now,
too. We are going to take some more.
In Speedos.
In Speedos. But thank you, guys. This is Chaos and Clarity. This is Dave Romero. Appreciate you. And